Well, my next guest has got me all shook up. He is the undisputed world's greatest Elvis tribute artist, a title bestowed upon him by none other than the good people at Graceland. And he's in Sydney for his first Australian tour. Please welcome Gordon Hendricks.
Thank you.
How does one rise to the top echelons of Elvis tribute artists to become the world's number one?
That's a good question. A lot of hard work, dedication. I think, I was brought up with it really from a child. So it's kind of been driven into me, you know, more than anything else. I had 11 sisters, believe it or not. So I had no choice to be Elvis. That was it. It was written in the stars.
When did you decide that you wanted to be Elvis?
Probably when I was about 7 or 8 years old.
And how did that look for a 7 or an 8 year old?
Very strange, because at the time, I mean, we were really poor family. So my guitar was a plank of wood. So I was running around the streets with a plank of wood and a pair of shorts on, doing "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog." And it was pretty embarrassing when I look back at pictures. But that was my life.
Can you describe the feeling of being awarded the title by the estate of Elvis Presley?
Yeah, well, that competition in Memphis is the ultimate competition. You have to compete in many, many competitions to get there. So you have to win a major competition to qualify you for the big competition in Memphis. And you go and you compete against 20 people from all across the world, the guys who have won these big competitions. And it was strange for me, because I'm an English guy, and competing against the Americans and everybody, you know, mostly Americans and Canadians. And then to go and win it as an English guy was pretty incredible, really. So it was like a dream come true for me, you know. And now I feel very satisfied in what I've done, because it's everybody's goal to get there, to get that world title and be recognised by Elvis Presley Enterprises is the main thing for me. So, yeah, feel very proud of it.
And how about the competitive nature? I mean, how competitive is it in the Elvis tribute world to be awarded this? How competitive is the field?
It's very competitive. I mean, how many Elvises are there in the world? It's crazy, really, the amount of people doing it. Every competition you go into, there's 30, 40 contestants. But the thing is, when you win the ultimate, you don't have to compete again. So you've got that title. So you just go down in history as one of the ultimates, which is a really nice feeling, because there's nothing worse than competing, I don't think, for anything. You know, anybody doing anything, really. The pressure's too much, and, you know, you're backstage and everybody's ready to go and they've got that fighting spirit, but everybody wants to win. And it's nice to be outside the box now and watching, looking in. I mean, I've judged a competition now as well, which is pretty incredible, which is a nice thing. But competitiveness, very, very much so. Yes, absolutely.
Now, Gordon, your keyboardist, Steve, is also in the building. You're about to start your first Australian tour in Sydney. Can you give us a taste right now of what you'll be playing for Aussie audiences?
Absolutely. And we're going to have a little jam, if that's all right with you.
Oh, I love a jam. Take it away.
Let's do Lordy, Miss Claudie.
I said, Lord, Lord, Lordy, Miss Claudie, girl, you sure look good to me. Well, now, please don't excite me, baby, I know who it can be me. Yeah. 'Cause I give you all of my money, girl, but you just want to read me right. You leave the home every morning, don't come back till late at night. Tell my mama, Lord, I swear to God what you've been doing to me. I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm out in misery.
Play Steve-O.
Yo. Yeah. I said, Lord, Lord, Lordy, Miss Claudie, girl, you sure look good to me. Now, please don't excite me, baby, I know it can be me. Because I give you all of my money, girl, but you just want to read me right. You leave the home every morning, don't come back late at night. I'm gonna tell my mama, Lord, I swear to God what you've been doing to me. I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm out of misery.
All right.
Let's do another little song for you. Goes something like this. It's called In Your Arms. Let's do this. Play rock and roll. Come on. Yeah. Oh, well, the way that I feel tonight, you're gonna wrap me up good and tight in your arms. Yes, baby, in your arms. Just like a bee in a honeycomb, I'm gonna make myself right at home in your arms. Yes, now, baby, in your arms. Oh, well, it don't take much to keep me satisfied. Just a little bit of love, and that's a bona fide. In your arms, you keep me tangled up all the time, like a kid with a ball of twine. Oh, baby, that's where I wanna stay of all the rest of my natural days now. In your arms. Yes, baby, in your arms. Play Steve on. Yo! It don't take much to keep me satisfied. Just a little bit of love, and that's a bona fide. In your arms, you keep me tangled up all the time, like a kitten with a ball of twine. Oh, baby, that's where I wanna stay for the rest of my natural days. In your arms. Yes, baby, in your arms. In your arms. In your arms, well, in your arms, in your arms, yeah. All right.
That was amazing. In your arms. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Now, not only is your face strikingly similar to Elvis Presley's, you've also got a pretty amazing story about the measurements for your costumes. Tell me about that.
How did you know that?
I know stuff.
Oh, you've been searching me out.
Pretty much.
I had, a good friend of mine. Sadly, he passed away a few years ago. He used to work with us on my band. And he sent off for my first suit. And the guy came back to him, Bill Ballou from America. And he says, are these measurements correct? And he said, yeah, why? I'm going to send you something. So he sent him an email of Elvis's measurements. And we were identical, which is pretty crazy, really.
Identical.
There you go. Absolutely.
So it's kind of meant to be.
Maybe. Maybe I can wear his suits instead. I'll go to Graceland and pinch one.
Well, Gordon Hendricks, I don't mean to be nothing but a hound dog crying all the time, but sadly it's time for the world's ultimate Elvis tribute artist to leave the building. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Gordon Hendricks is the world's undisputed king of Elvis tribute artists, and his first ever Australian tour kicks off on Friday in Sydney. This is RN Drive.